Life After Games or Life After Gaming?
Life After Gaming.
Right.
Okay. Life After Minge.
Fuck you all! Do you want to do this shit?
No.
Thank you! Hi, and welcome to Life After Gaming. Fuck you! I can't talk English words! Hi, and welcome to Life After Gaming. My name's Mitch. To my right, I have
James.
To my left, I have
Stu.
And from across the globe, in all the way from Boston, I have...
I'm Stu, hello!
Hi. Hi. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, like I say, we're no guests this week, but we have got Stu joining all the way from Boston via Google Hangout. Stu, do you want to...
Google Hangout? You can't just say that. Now you've got to say Skype, and now you've got to say every other kind of conference thing.
Aren't they all free, though?
They're all free. No one's making any money off this.
Daddy wants a Scott.
Yeah.
Stu, do you want to talk about why you're in Boston?
Well, I'm in Boston for work. I'm currently trying to recruit a new manager for a store out here and find some new staff since all the staff that were here walked out. So, hello.
So conveniently when you got there, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it was my doing.
But all the fingers pointing in your general direction.
Pretty much. My general direction. But yeah, I'm out here for making sure the store's working correctly. So here I am.
Excellent.
In my bedroom, not doing any work.
Brilliant.
At 4 in the afternoon.
So, all the way over in Boston, have you been doing anything special over in Boston?
Not so much special. I haven't really had a chance to get out and explore the place yet. I have, however, drove a Dodge Challenger and a Mustang, which was pretty fucking cool.
Are any of those cars in movies or TV shows?
Well, the Mustang's been in plenty. I'm sure they have. I couldn't remember on the top of my head.
What year Mustang was it?
The new one, the new GT, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's not a film. I don't care.
The Challenger is the car from Death Proof, isn't it?
That's the old Challenger. No, I think that might be a Charger, actually.
Is the Charger the one in Duke's of Hazzard?
No,
that's something else.
Alright, fuck cars.
But anyway, the two cars I've been driving are big American muscle cars and they were very fun.
Okay, cool. Anyone else? James, what have you been up to?
This week, well, last 2 weeks or this week?
Last 2 weeks. Since we last chatted.
Last time we chatted. Last couple of days I've been doing lots of things.
All the things.
All the things. I went and saw Sugar and Devin Townsend playing Brixton Academy.
Yay!
Good.
Which was friggin' amazing. I'm covered in bruises. Sugar were really good. I think the set went on a little bit too long. Because Meshuggah have a very same kind of bass beat. All of their songs have the same kind of bass line. And after a while, it's really, really good and you really enjoy it, but just it ticks over a little bit too far and you're like, yeah, now I'm getting fed up of hearing this bass line because it's always the same bass.
Right.
Devin Townsend was amazing. He had a full choir and he had Annika with him,
Annika Rice?
Annika Rice.
In a fucking jumpsuit.
Is Annika
yes.
Annika Van Gluesy.
Don't try to pronounce a name if you don't know it.
It's good.
Annika Van Toblerone.
Gebirgsky or something. She does like a load of his like the more operatic and more melodic sides of his singing.
Okay.
She was on the last two albums he's done. She was on Addicted and she was on Epic Loud.
Pretty cool.
Have you got any killer songs that they can do so we can give people a sample via the YouTube?
Let me pick them. For Meshuggah, Demiurge, you want to listen to. And for Devin Townsend, you want to listen to either Grace or Addicted. One of those two.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll put a couple of links up in the comments in a sec.
I would say Colossus for Meshuggah, and I would say if you want to see the funny side, Vampira, which is a pretty great song.
Isn't he like a mid-90s wrestler? From WCW.
Vampira, yeah.
I thought Vampira was the one who did the old kind of B-movie introductions. The fucking vampire chick with the big tits.
Oh,
Elvira. No, that's Elvira, you fucking idiot.
It's Booberella.
Booberella from The Simpsons. Oh, no, it's just called Booberella. They were saw that on Friday, which was great. Next day, went into Reading and went to the Reading Beer Festival.
Excellent.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, I got very drunk. I have my corrective glass. As you can see, it has a man on it.
Yeah, it's, there's a lion.
There's a lion
sitting on a keg thinking about beer. He's like the most British lion you've ever seen. British lions, fuck!
Mm.
British lions. I got an American guy on mine.
Oh, fuck, you're Samuel Adams.
Mm-hmm. Is that...
Is that an American thing?
Yeah, well, you can buy it there, but it's super expensive. But here, it's the summer ale. It's the seasonal one at the moment.
Okay.
It's my new beer! It'll get you drunk!
There are two beers that I've discovered since I've been here. Because they don't like lager, really. They just like lager with bits in it. So this one is summer ale, like lemony, if you like. But in the bar we were in the other night, the Kinsale, they were doing karaoke, which, of course, was amazing. But the beer they were serving was blueberry beer. And they literally put blueberries in my fucking beer. Best thing fucking ever.
Really?
Genuinely incredible. Blueberry beer is... I suppose it's the equivalent of going on a night out and drinking Smirnoff Ice all night, but it was fucking tasty.
Okay.
Also, like, the stomach acid, the acid reflux.
Yeah. Well, the best part is the blueberries absorb the alcohol, so you can bite the blueberries and they sort of explode afterwards. It's pretty great.
That's
pretty
cool.
You get a mouthful.
Mmm. I like blueberries. You good?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of beers that were quite impressive. There was one called Death or Glory, which was a 10.5%.
You now have to name every beer in the world because they make money from that. You just advertised.
No, I don't know what the brewer is.
It's a local brewery, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
they won't know. Right? Yeah, it was Death or Glory was a 10.5%.
This one's going to go triple platinum again. All these people are going to rush out and buy a four deck of these. They're then going to take
platinum
over Carlin.
We barely breached 100 views, you realise?
There was another one called Fate of Black. And its name was blacker than a Metallica album.
Wow! They could. I'm glad they went there with it. Yeah. It was worse places to go.
Could have gone Charlie Murphy.
It was 9.6, and then we ended up taking a canoe out.
What? let me just be clear on what was just said there, because obviously I'm in a different country, and maybe my mic fucked up. But by the sound of it, you got really drunk on Metallica beers and some other shit.
Yeah.
And then you got drunkenly took a canoe out.
Yeah, one of our friends lives next to the Thames, like the Reading, where the Thames goes through the Reading. So we're in Reading, and
the Thames goes through the Reading.
The Reading, yeah, look.
The Reading's not a real place, by the way.
The Reading's not real. Yeah, he has a house that's here on the Thames, and someone left a canoe in his back garden, and then we got in the canoe.
So you stole a canoe?
No. It was his friends or something. We got back to his house, and we were like, oh, we're a bit bloated from drinking beer. So then we thought the logical step would be drinking pints of whiskey and coke.
Yeah, logic.
Logical step, next thing. So then we started playing buzz drinking games, and then we ended up in the Thames in a canoe.
Excellent.
Happy days.
And then, yeah, that was that. Never got anything else really happened. Mm-hmm. No.
Good.
Saw Evil Dead.
Oh, sweet.
Evil Dead was great.
Yeah. I actually watched Army of Darkness the other day as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we come back to that a bit later? We can talk about films a bit later on.
Stu?
Week before last.
Yeah.
I went to London for my mum's birthday, and her choice of birthday present was for me and my brother, my sisters. I don't have any brothers. And their partners to go and see a show in London in the West End.
Oh, of course. Yes, go.
So my
of course you went to see Grease, right? Oh, wait, sorry.
I bet my mum wishes she went to see that. My mum, bless her, chose Book of Mormon, which is...
I still don't understand how she picked that.
Well, I think she got...
No. Yeah. The funny thing is I didn't actually have any part in where she was choosing. At Christmas, I asked my mum for some tickets, so me and the girlfriend go and see it.
A girlfriend? Like, he has a girlfriend.
He's hotter than your mum.
But it's my mum, isn't it?
It was quite expensive, so... So she couldn't justify giving me a gift to go, the present to go and see that. So that name of that stage show was floating around in her head. My sister gave her the idea of Warhorse, and who's that woman that plays the Queen all the time?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah,
she's got like an audience with Helen Mirren or something. She's going on
so the things that your mum would have liked to have seen.
They were knocked right on the end.
And
Warhorse is too depressing. Horses die, barbed wire.
It's a really good movie.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Well, if you put war and horse in the title, you know someone's going to die.
Yeah, but not with barbed wire.
But there is no hint of barbed wire.
Let's face it, Helen Mirren, you like your time though.
What does it sound more like?
Wait. Did you go and see Helen Mirren?
No, we went to go and see Book of Mormon.
Yeah, but I would have loved to have seen Helen Mirren. Like, she has a... For a bird of her age... Helen Mirren is still hot.
Yeah, she has very nice.
But seeing Mormon's blaspheme is much, much funnier.
What he said.
Okay. Well, tell us about that because it's actually showing here at the moment.
Don't fuck the baby.
Go and see it. Seriously, okay. Go and see it.
Don't fuck the baby.
There's a song about not fucking babies because it will cure your AIDS. And 80% of Ugandans have AIDS, apparently. So I'm informed. That's not a racial slur or anything. Don't
worry, I've got a degree in geography. I know this.
And there's a song about fucking God. Something like that. I'll put a link into that video. It's quite shocking.
So it's basically the blaspheming musical.
They cover everything.
But that's the thing. They do what South Park does, and they covered all the bases by attacking everybody and anything that ever walked the face of this planet.
Yeah, no individual person can get offended if everyone's been offended.
Yeah, they went there. They just opened up the fucking cupboard.
By the way, guys, sorry, just if you do start hearing sirens, I am very near the hood. I'm not kidding you.
The hood landed on you, right?
I can't wait for the person to bust through your door, pop a cap in your ass.
It's funny enough, the front door here has been kicked in once before. I don't know by who, but you can see where it's being kicked in. So, it's possible.
Break yourself, fool!
Did I tell you that? I didn't tell you this. I told Stu this. Two nights ago, when I was sleeping, we've only just moved into this apartment, so we had no idea what the area was like. And I woke up at 2 a.m. to gunfire outside. That was pretty terrifying.
Oh, shit! Yeah. See, this is a very good.
It was the Scotchman fucked off with some Americans. Like, I'm having a few crap.
It's a very good advocate for like not having guns. Like, I've never once woken up to shooting.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone kept asking me, "How do you know it was gunfire?" I'm like, "It's a pretty distinct sound. Like, you can't really get that sound wrong."
It doesn't sound like a Ford Cortina backfiring, does it?
No.
Sorry, Vauxhall, Fiat, Peugeot, and every other car make. Just to cover my bases. No advertisement.
Good.
Stu, just so you're clear, right? Because we don't charge anyone for this podcast, we can advertise whoever we want. It doesn't matter.
Also, we will wear your clothing brands if you choose to supply us with them.
Yeah. Hey, Nike, if you're listening.
Why Nike? Of all the crap?
I don't want Nike.
Well, because he's
playing basketball. Nike, fuck yourself.
Wait, that'll be him. He's playing basketball.
No,
you were right the first time. Stu's pointing at us via Google video chat, by the way. That's a really good thing to feature on a podcast.
I genuinely think we should just do a video podcast one day.
Yeah, maybe. We've already been requested for one.
It's kind of the natural progression, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel.
Who requested it?
HM Axel from Twitter. That was 2 podcasts ago. Well,
Majesty's Axel.
Yeah.
Majesty's Axel. I think it might be Hate Me Gaming Axel.
It's Her Majesty's Axel. the Queen's Command.
We also went to Longleat, which was awesome.
Did you punch a pig?
No, that's reserved for Stew and Faygo Mills.
I can't wait to go to Boston Zoo.
Just to also advertise other services we provide, Stu will punch your cattle.
Only if they mug him off.
I'll punch your pig right in its gobby little mouth. No problem.
Right in the snout. exactly that. That was quite interesting. I got lots of photos because I got given a digital SLR for Christmas and I haven't actually probably used it, so that gave me an opportunity to use it. And saw some pretty scary creatures and opening windows just to see if they'll get in the car.
where were you, Mars?
No, Longleat.
What is this furry thing eating bananas?
What is this long-necked thing walking across the plains?
Long-legged Mac Daddy.
Just creep in my car. Just get in.
There's nothing like seeing giraffes fight, though. I tell you, they're like...
I saw a giraffe fight.
They're like head conkers. That's like the maddest thing in the world.
Yeah, they slap their necks together.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. I think we should go out one time. We should reenact it.
Yeah, we're pretty long-necked.
And I've been all over the place. I went to Bristol for a piss up on the weekend. Finally got to take advantage of a drunk morning breakfast afterwards.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I thought we were going on the route of bloody Chloe Moretz again. Oh. I got to take advantage of a young girl.
I thought she was about to get Jimmy Tarbucked.
Wait, Jimmy Tarbucked?
Jimmy Tarbucked.
Is he the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Last I heard.
Indicted this morning.
last I heard, it was still.
Rolfie, maybe?
No. It was someone since Rolf.
Rolfie's innocent.
Freddie Starr was back. Freddie Starr's been arrested again.
Again.
Yeah, and Jimmy Tarbuck. Obviously, Freddie Starr's has gone, yeah, Jimmy did as well. Blatantly what happened. They've all just dobbed each other in. we'll let you go, Starr, if you tell us anyway.
That, there's a bunch of 45-year-olds wanting to pay out.
Yeah. What's that? And when we get caught, I'm going to dob you all in as well, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but it won't be such a big thing. It's been like, oh, he's in prison.
Oh, no, the last one I heard was... what's his name from Corey?
Ken Barlow.
Guys. I'm not sure joking about rape is the way to go here.
Spoil sport.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
You won't hear us.
Fuck off with you and your fucking life.
It's not... I'm trying to think of exciting things I've had. Considering I'm in a different part of the world and I'm in quite a nice city. I mean, Boston's a really lovely place. I can't... I'm in the hood and I've heard gunfire. It's probably the most exciting thing.
That's pretty exciting. That's heart-raising, so exciting.
Well, I mean, 2 a.m, it's also very terrifying, because I don't know how close they were. I don't think they were too close, to be fair.
Was there a hole in the bedroom wall?
No, because then I would have been really worried. Actually, something else did happen. The first night we moved in here, someone knocked on our back door. The glass door I took you guys out earlier before the podcast? That was being knocked on, and we were like, what the fuck is happening? Some European guy just out there going, oh, hi, my friends used to live here, and I left the mirror in here. Can I come in? I'm like, no, what the fuck are you, mate? Absolutely not.
We're from Europe. We know this shit. Yeah. Don't play a player. Yeah.
We know the old I left my mirror in the house gig.
James used it with handbags, too.
I didn't really get out too much. I saw Iron Man 3, finally. I say finally, it's not been out that long.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? No one's seen it? You seen it, Stu?
Mm-mm.
No, just me. That's pretty good.
There's a big cinema here as well. I could go and see it.
You should.
It's fucking expensive.
You should. Me and Innes from last week.
The Jingle Man.
The Jingle Man.
the podcast that no one's heard.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
We've both seen it. I'm still saying Iron Man 1's the best, then 3, then 2.
Everyone's saying that Iron Man 3's a bit of a letdown.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Innes is saying 3, 1, 2. Innes is saying that Iron Man 3's the best. I can see.
I think most people are telling me that basically Iron Man's run its course. The film's not bad, but this has to be the last one.
I don't agree.
They've ruined a key character here.
Yes, no, agreed. But I still think there's a lot of legs in it. I think they did a really good job with some of the suits and stuff. I'm not going into too much detail or anything like that, but I think it's a really...
Please don't.
It's a really good... It's a really fucking good film.
Is the Hulkbuster probably in it, or is it just a trailer?
It's not. That's not the Hulkbuster. I don't know why people keep saying that. That wasn't the Hulkbuster.
Well, what else is it going to be?
It was the...
Without saying too much, it's the... I think you were talking about the kind of Igor-looking one.
The big robot that runs in and bashes everything out of the way.
I've
seen a picture of the Incredible Hulk in an Iron Man suit as well, green.
No, that's nothing. I don't know what that is. That's not in the film.
Why would Incredible Hulk need an Iron Man suit?
Yeah.
Lols.
Just in case.
Just for lols. Yeah.
Just giggles.
You know, if you can buy a car, why don't you buy a Focus or buy a Lexus? What are you going to do?
Do you know what'd be really funny? Let's put the Hulk in an Iron Man suit. Let's make him more painful.
Everything you've probably seen in terms of suits, they're probably in there at some point. But, I don't want to say too much. Go watch the film. Fucking, it's a good film. Definitely go watch it. Again, as usual with Marvel films, stay till the end. There is a little thing at the end. It's nothing massive.
Is it Thanos again?
It's not. Yeah, it's not as. It's not a big reveal like Thanos was, but it is. Is
that's Thanos for you?
What?
What was he in?
Thanos.
Yeah.
Not been anything.
It's not been anything.
This is the first time.
Comics. Yeah.
It was Avengers when they showed him.
Avengers. Yeah, Avengers was the end. Avengers was Thanos. Apart from that, I didn't really think I'd really have done anything. I went to Pan Asia. I went to a restaurant. It was really nice.
That was Pan Asia.
What?
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Pan Asia as well.
Yeah, it's nice.
Chicken nuggets and chips is what it's
chicken nuggets and chips. That's what it did, but it was really nice chicken nuggets and chips. Yeah. Or you can eat chicken nuggets and chips.
Oh, we definitely have one up on you there. The food here is a lot better.
Probably. Yeah.
Is it fuck? You've just been eating salted fucking boiled pork. What are you happening?
Boiled goose.
Same, a couple of us went back to the that Korean restaurant. I don't know if we talked. Stu, did we talk about the Korean restaurant?
Yeah, you talked about the Sizzler.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, it is now probably the most busiest restaurant in Plymouth.
Really?
There was a queue out the door, and the whole place was packed the last time we went there. Wow. But we'd reserved, so we were alright. But yeah, you were queuing out the door again.
When was this?
To be fair, it was good. It's not that good though. It was good, but it's not queue worthy. If I'm making myself clear.
Well, I think it's because it only has that one person taking all the monies. But we had I had sushi again when we were in there.
Oh, you've opened up your horizon.
I don't know about sushi in a fucking
all-you-can-eat place.
All-you-can-eat, yeah.
We only did it because we walked past and they were putting it out.
You can't badly cook cold fish.
Well, no,
that's not what sushi is, Stu.
No, I'm a freeze in here.
Sushi means with octopus.
With rice, isn't it? No, it's with rice, not with octopus. It's with rice, I thought.
No, it's with octopus.
Don't be that guy, Stu. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
I know. I've had sushi twice now. It's with octopus.
he's well versed.
No, I'm pretty sure it is with rice.
Other than that, video games again. I think I've been filling my time with...
Well, before we get into that, then, let me just first off apologise to everybody who was expecting the podcast last week. It's completely my fault.
Yeah.
There was so much fun in it. Like, oh god, it was so
yeah.
Funny
there was jingles, and there was.
I'm still trying to get to it. Unfortunately, it corrupted on me way too many times for me to save it and spend the quality time with it. The store's open here from stupid o'clock in the morning to stupid o'clock at night, so I'll try and get back to it before this one goes up, but I can't promise anything.
If this one's up before you've heard another podcast, we will try and go back to and at some point get the other one out.
It'll go out, but when it does, it does.
Yeah.
There's no timeline, really, is there?
Yeah.
No, it's just it's unfortunate, because it is a good one, but I don't want to risk quality just because, you know, I want to rush it. No, I'd rather get it right, so...
Agreed. Where are we going to
get? Just interrupt
Go on.
Sushi refers to vinegared rice.
Vinegared octopus.
Yeah, vinegared octopus.
No, it says rice on here.
No, fuck you. Of course it's not octopus, you dick.
The internet lies.
Don't read everything you hear on the net.
Yeah.
Don't read everything I hear on the net.
Yeah.
The England doesn't work.
You heard what I wrote down.
Yeah. Anyway, scumbags.
As far as gaming's gone this week, I've been pretty fucking awful because I have literally covered the south of the country pretty much every night this week.
In jizz.
Well, it's been 2 weeks. In fact, it's been 4 weeks since our last podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, technically it's been 4 weeks now, yeah, because the other one hasn't gone up.
Right, okay, yeah, fair enough. But yeah, they're correct. I don't think we spoke much about games last week, but I've been playing Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Looks awesome. I saw the trailer for it.
It is so good. It is so fucking 80s.
The guy that made it came out because they said it was very violent and he just tells them all shut up about it.
Probably.
Because it was just like, it's a stupid bit of fun.
I think the first thing the guy says is, I fucking hate tutorials.
Yeah. And what's the main character of the game? It's like Max Steel or something.
Rex Power Cult.
Yeah,
Holt.
That's it. Yeah.
It's the most...
Fucking A.
It's the most...
How's it anything to do with Far Cry? Sorry,
okay,
just
it plays exactly like Far Cry.
It's the same engine.
What I mean is, it's obviously an expansion, if you like, of Far Cry.
Standalone. No, it's a standalone game.
Yeah, you don't need Far Cry 3 to play.
It's just Far Cry Engine.
Aha, so you just download it?
It's completely downloadable off the marketplace or whatever, PSN or Xbox Live, I guess. Mm. It's a completely standalone thing. It's basically a reskin. Obviously, the different maps, different objectives, things like that, but it plays almost exactly the same, so there are little tweaks and stuff like that, but it works completely different in terms of... You level up and stuff like that, but you don't. The whole tattoo thing that you had in Far Cry 3 is gone. It's just a generic level up, get this, level up again, get this, unlock system.
Do I have to skin sharks again?
You don't have to skin anything.
Oh, that sucks.
The only thing you level up your guns and stuff by doing missions and stuff. Like that. It's very 80s, so there's no kind of you wouldn't have got this kind of. Progression in the 80s, so you haven't got it in this game. It's very, a lot of stuff's given to you. You don't have to unlock it.
Okay. Sounds good.
But yeah, no, it's a really good game. And fucking funny, just really funny. Yeah. Worth play the trial, because the trial's got a good kind of cross section of what you'll be doing, and a good cross section in the humour and stuff. You know, it's a very good game. Mm.
Well, before I left for here, I picked up Injustice: Gods Among Us. If you haven't played that,
yeah, it's a cracking game.
Did you take your Xbox with you?
No, it wouldn't work out here unless I had an adapter anyway. So I'll probably just buy one. But the Injustice game is very good if you haven't played it. It's, you know, the story for once in a fighting game is actually worth playing through. It's fantastic. And if you've read the comics, which I know both of you have, at least the first one, because I made you read it.
Yeah, it's true.
I've read the carry-ons. The carry-on's really good.
The new one, the new comic, Superman's just got even worse. It's so great.
Yeah, exactly. So the game carries on from the comics. It's not, they don't continue at the same time. It's a carry-on from the comics. So where the comics end is where the game starts, if you like. And
what's the
it's
game
incredible. I mean,
it's Mortal Kombat.
It is and it isn't. I mean, they have improved on the Mortal Kombat engine, but it is based on that. You can tell very heavily it is. It's a little clunky in places. Like, there are sometimes, you know, there's an odd animation that doesn't make much sense. But that being said, it doesn't detract from the actual game. It's fantastic.
I
really enjoyed it.
It seemed quite easy. I played the demo. The demo seemed quite easy in terms of, like, the move sets and stuff were quite basic. Special moves, so like, the special moves are probably the easiest special moves I've ever executed in a game.
No doubt about it. There's no skill in performing a two button special move. But that being said, if you've never played Capcom versus Marvel 3 or whatever, Marvel versus Capcom 3, sure, excuse me. I mean, to pull off the big special moves in that, it's only two button clicks as well. It comes down to with any fighting game, once you learn the mechanics, and once people learn the mechanics, it becomes competitive then. You can button bash your way through Dead or Alive, but I can take on any button basher of Dead or Alive now, because I know the game.
And it didn't seem fluid enough to really justify the fact that in the pause menu and the move lists it says the frame executions and stuff like that. It didn't really
I agree with you, and it isn't, I don't think. It would never be considered a competitive fighting game, I don't think. But that being said, it's still really fun. So
cool.
Kudos to it for actually making a fighting game with a story worth playing for. So.
Fair enough. You haven't played anything?
I've been playing.
Fuck you!
You haven't said!
Okay, since the last podcast, it's still been Bioshock, but then I did see something interesting today, actually. Might be worth a YouTube as well. There's a Half-Life 2 mod called Jurassic Life.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that already.
That looks pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, basically, running around shooting shit. That's pretty much the highlight of my life.
I've been playing Battle Block Theater. Yeah, touching a butt. Which is it's good by the guys that did Castle Crashers and Alien Humanoid.
Yeah,
Hominoid. Yeah.
Isn't it Alien Hominid?
Hominid. Yeah, the guys that they're by Tom Falk, who started Newgrounds, the website.
It makes sense. Yeah. The artwork is very similar.
Pretty sure everyone's been on Newgrounds at one point in their life.
Yeah.
But the new game is ridiculous. It's got the voice of Stamper, and I say Stamper's one of the funniest guys on the internet at the moment.
Yeah.
He did the I'm Just a Girl Trying to Get Peepees, that song.
Oh, yeah, the one you
Yeah, he did that one. Yeah. He did the Fairy Wish Prince. I'll link to some of this. Well, I'll just link to his page, and you can see him on there.
Fair enough.
But,
and James is the king of the internet, so he would be the funniest person.
Stamper is friggin' hilarious. And the premise of the story is you're with all your friends on a ship, and they call it the Friendship. And then the main leader is called Hattie Hatterson, and he's the friendliest person in the world. And you crash on a deserted island, and you get kidnapped by cats, and Hattie Hatterson's given a demonic hat and made to rule over the cats in this theater, and basically you have to survive all of these different missions, like, in this theater while cats watch you, and the better you do, the more the cats give you, and in each mission there's loads of gems, and you have to get the gems to buy more stuff and make it prisoner's escape, and you also have to get balls of twine to bribe the cats to get better weapons.
Okay.
But the weapons are like singing frogs, and like they sing like Hello My Baby and blow up. But if you, the one player is really good, but the two players more fun. If you get someone else to play with you, you have to use each other to survive. So like there'll be a massive gap in the middle of the map for the water. Yeah. You'll have to beat each other up, and the one that comes first, you throw them into the middle of the water, and then use them as a pedal thing to jump over to the next.
It's a bit like Explosion Man.
You
have to bounce off each other. It's a bit more violent.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's really funny. And the gameplays, it's kind of like a mix between Castle Crashers and Super Meat Boy.
Cool.
It's not as tight as Super Meat Boy. So right. Super Meat Boy, when you die, you know it's your fault.
Yeah.
But in this one, there's some times when you're like, yeah, that shouldn't have happened.
Fair enough.
But it's a really, really, really fun game. Cool. Definitely worth $1,200. I also went back and tried to play Turtles in Time Reshelled.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been pulled because they've lost the license.
Oh, really?
I really want to play this.
And so then, can I not play... I've downloaded that. Can I not play it at all?
As long as you've downloaded it. Yeah.
Okay,
if you try and re-download it, or if you switch your Xboxes, they've lost a license, so it's not on Xbox anymore.
Fuckers.
I was distraught, because I really fancy playing it.
I want my points back.
Yeah.
You can play it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to say I can't play it.
You can't play it anymore. If you can't...
I want my point back.
You can't re-download it.
Yeah.
Are you still playing Terraria, James?
Since Battle Block came out, I've been less, but I'm probably about the same power as you now, on that level.
Maybe a little bit better.
When I get back, we can definitely fucking get on the hardcore mode instead.
Yeah, but I still can't get enough of those bloody hornet things. I've given up on that. I've done everything else, but I just can't get this thing.
What? The hornets, okay, so.
Yeah, fuck the stingers. Get 40 stingers, man. Yeah.
I've gone back to Borderlands 2. Fuck for you. New DLC's out, so I'm playing a lot of that. And for some reason, I went and bought Vanquish.
Vanquish? Why?
I don't know.
What is Vanquish?
Vanquish is
third
person Japanese arcade third person shooter.
It's got Solid Snake as the David Hayter.
The voice.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite fun actually. I quite like it. It's not bad. It's not as bad as people make out it is.
Yeah, but it's just Mel. It's just the voice. I just hear his voice.
Yes, no, completely.
Like,
yeah.
Get some stuff.
I don't care. I haven't heard, but I know that Mitch has picked up Heroes of New Earth, which is a big passion of mine as well.
It's brutal.
And you haven't played online yet, right?
I haven't played online yet. I'm scared of online.
As you should be.
You really should be. It's awful.
It's incredible. It's really fun. They've just changed the game model very recently,
right,
where every hero is now free, and you only pay for extra skins. So unlike League of Legends or Dota, if anyone plays that.
I swear I had to pay for some prisoner guy.
Yeah, no, that's done. If you log on now, you don't have to pay for him anymore. That's gone completely.
You wanted early.
No, not even early access. That's gone completely. Every hero comes free the moment they're released, and you only pay for their extra costumes. Now, Heroes of New Earth is probably one of my favourite games of all time. So what I would like to happen is by the next podcast, I want you to play online.
Yeah.
And tell me how many times you get called a faggot.
Done.
I'll tell you what, since the last podcast, I'm still waiting for my copy of Hard Rain. Heavy Rain? Hard Rain's a film, right? Fuck off.
Yeah, we can't talk about that really because they don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for the next podcast, guys.
Heavy Rain? No, Heavy.
Heavy Rain was in the last one.
You're supposed to be
We were talking about, in the last podcast, we were talking about Heavy Rain, but.
No, it was the one before that.
Was it? No, yeah. I thought we were talking about it was in it.
Either way, I'm still missing a copy.
Yeah, he is still missing a copy. Trust me, it's the one before last.
Oh, it is, because we're talking about Infinite a lot.
Alright, okay.
Yeah.
Was it not on the shelf somewhere? You're not here to like stop him.
No, I had a copy, but I sold it.
Alright.
Well, can someone else buy it for him? Or are we really actually want to get back? It's like £6.
Yeah. By himself?
It's not £6. That's a fucking lie.
How much is it?
£5.
£4.50.
It's pretty cheap.
It's actually octopus rice.
If you go into the local
Malt Huh? Stu, you have an incredible ability to be completely biased about anything anyway, so I'll let you play it and you'll still call it shit even if you enjoy it. So,
but it's shit.
It's really not shit.
I like Hard Rain.
The film, yeah?
It was a great film.
Is that one with Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's a really good film.
Yeah, it's
a good bit pricey for a DVD though, right?
Yeah.
What?
So... shall we move on hastily to the random?
We got questions.
Random, for want of a better descriptive term, bollocks question that we've got this week.
One random question.
No, we've got about.
Get your game back together, people.
We've right. I'm going
to be fair, we have been out off for 2 weeks.
We haven't.
There's been no four weeks. There's been no contact. There's been no contact.
Yeah, right. The first question is, we don't care for you people.
Don't ask any more questions.
But no, ask questions.
We want questions.
What are the questions?
It's a waste of precious podcast time.
The first one is.
What's your favourite game?
No.
What's your favourite colour?
Shut up.
What's your penis size?
Bigger than yours.
That's not that much.
Why are we called Life After Gaming?
Because Jimmy Tarmac made us.
When all we talk about is games. Stu?
Well, who's that from?
Guess.
Who do you think?
I can't see that, Stu. Ah, okay. To answer that question to the young lady who did ask that question...
Shut up, that's why.
Basically, it's not meant to be a gaming podcast. We unfortunately do end up divulging into games as what we know best. However, that being said, we're all in that age group now where games has to take a second place to our actual real lives. But that being said, it just proves you can't take the nerd out of an adult man. So
yeah, I mean, we play.
James puts it in adult man.
we play. The thing is, like, for most people, the amount that we play games now is still considered a lot.
Yeah.
But for like what we used to play, this is nothing.
It's completely it.
Yeah.
I still get to go online like probably like on average probably about 2 hours a night.
Yeah, see,
that's cold turkey for me. That's cold turkey for me.
Yeah. What's your opinion, James? Why are we called that?
Well, Life After Gaming, because same as what Stu said.
Yeah, Stu actually said just the movie, actual reason why we're called Life After Gaming.
Yeah, fair enough. That's what we came down to.
The next one is, I think it's a little bit of a trolley. Why is Stuart so free? I don't know if it's referring to me or you.
Oh, freedom isn't free.
No, he's... Yeah, freedom isn't...
I'm pretty sure it's referring to me.
Yeah.
And it's... That's from... hold the phone still. Oh, that, yeah, of course that's about me. I'll tell you why I'm so free. It's because I paid my $1.05, all right? I paid my $1.05 and here I am. I'm in Boston. You're not free because you're in Plymouth still. You didn't pay $1.05.
Yeah, but you're getting shot at, so...
Yeah. Yeah, we ain't dodging bullets.
Hey, I'm not... Hey, they don't like foreigners here, okay? So...
Whoa.
Wait, are you kidding me? In fact, here's a story for you that you've just reminded me of. I got my hair cut, as you can see. And
you're wearing a hat.
All I saw was the light reflecting off the top of your head.
Why have you got cornrows?
Okay. I got my hair cut, and I couldn't find a barber shop for a bloody long time. And no, I didn't. So anyway, I found a place. It was literally up the road from where the store is. There's a bar, which the bar's called Beantown, which is a really nice bar to drink in. But down the road is sort of an alley. It's a dingy alley.
So you went there to get a fucking haircut?
I found there was a barber sign. I was like, shit, yes. I've walked past it a million times. So I go in there, and it's one chair in a room and an old guy with Scarface posters everywhere. Just Scarface posters. And
sounds like my dad.
Some massive like ex-marine guy looked like says to me, oh, he's just popped out for 5 minutes, you know, take a seat, he'll be right with you. And there was one guy in front of me as well. So the guy comes back and he's got a very typical sort of Bostonian New York, I don't know if it was New York or Boston, I couldn't tell, but his accent was very sort of
thick.
It was thick, but you know, probably it was almost borderline gangster movie from, you know, right. I can't do the accent very well, but...
Did he say New York or New York?
The part is Boston, right?
New York.
New York. You know,
New York.
New Jersey.
It was very Boston... It was, not Boston, sorry, I'm not trying to say that. It was very Sopranos sort of gangster.
Oh.
Demeanor about him. So anyway, the guy in front of me sits down, he has his haircut. They start talking about the Boston bombings. Now, you know, the terrible thing that happened before literally like a day before I got here was the bombings that happened in Boston. You know, and the bombs went off, the two Russian guys that got killed. So they were talking about that and how awful it was. And they then divulge into this most racist tirade of how they should get every raghead out of the country, and how they need to close the fucking borders. If you weren't born here, get the fuck out. So I'm sat there going, oh god, this is super uncomfortable. Like, he doesn't obviously know I'm from England.
Do you have your England hat on, your England t-shirt?
Yeah.
Your British flag trousers. Yeah.
his monocle. He's watching Mr. Bean on his DVD player.
I wasn't wearing my Great Britain tracksuit at the time. So anyway, the guy finishes up and he goes, obviously he calls me up to the chair. I'm shitting myself at this point because I'm in a dingy alley and he's just said how he hates every foreigner pretty much. Or at least every foreigner who lives there and shouldn't do. And he asks, everyone asks you, you know, how are you doing? He goes, so I've gone to the chair and he's gone, how are you doing? And I've gone, in my British accent, it would have sounded a little bit like, oh, hello, Governor, I'm just fine. You know? And he stares at me for the longest time. And then says, do you live here? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, cool, sit down. And starts chatting to me. I'm like, whoo, it's okay.
Do you live here? No.
No.
But I've got a backpack.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell my wife there either. So I simply told him I was a tourist and, you know, taking extra care not to say I was a terrorist. he then told me all the areas to stay away from, and he was very nice after that, but yeah, that was...
Did he say Boston?
No, they say Boston. Boston.
Stay away from Boston.
Stay away from... No, he said anywhere south of Chinatown, stay away from. And I'm like, why? And although I can't repeat what he said, it was to do with... particular group of people. We'll say.
Steve, wrong on Trump card. This is global, this podcast. You know that.
English.
I know. I'm just repeating what someone else said to me.
Is it Little England down there?
Yeah.
No, it's... it's just scary. We'll see. Gunshots would be the least of your worries, I think.
What?
What?
There's a rancor down there.
It's gonna fuck with your shit.
I will do my best to take some pictures before I come home.
Of the rancor? Fucking fuck yeah. Yes.
But there are some pretty sketchy areas within the
blurry pictures of you running through the hood.
Can we Google Hangout when you're doing it?
We probably can, actually. I've got unlimited data allowance, so we can probably do that.
Nice.
Yeah. Next question.
I'm gonna show you that.
Okay, I can sort of see it. Freedom is readily available for anyone who is wondering. Obviously, that person
it's
is
more
wondering.
Of a question, is freedom readily available?
Yes, freedom is readily available. If anyone's seen Team America, the guide to getting into America, then you would know you have to pay a buck or five. Yeah. Freedom isn't free, gents. Freedom is not free.
Never
comes at a price, you. That's like...
Are any of these questions actually questions?
No, is it just
really.
About freedom?
We're being trolled now. What's the best fruit?
The best fruit?
Oh, that actually was one of them.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
No, Granny Smith.
Is that genuine? Someone asked us we've got to the point
fruit.
Now.
What is the best fruit? Who asked us who the best fruit is?
Hold on.
Was it the deal?
Yeah, it may have been.
If it's pudding pop, yeah, pudding pop.
Pudding in his pop.
The best fruit. For me, personally, the best fruit is an apple.
I've got pears. A Granny Smith apple. That's the only one. Yeah. The rest of them are...
Oh, no. Pink lady apples are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You
fancy
man. Pink lady.
My favourite's pear. I like a pear.
A juicy pear.
When I was a kid,
I used to go scrumping.
I know. when I wanted something.
Fruit lastly. When
I was asked what fruit I wanted in my lunchbox, I was always like a pear.
Can I have a juicy pear, man?
I always used to get two apples.
I used to hate when they always put fruit in your lunchbox. It was always warm and really bleh by the time you actually ate it. Yeah. Especially apples and pears. They always got bruised and mangly.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Miss.
Yeah, my mum. Well, can you really put fruit in there? I got two penguins.
So you're talking about a problem you never had.
Well, no, because I moan so much about fruit. It was just like, I like fruit, but not in my lunchbox, because it gets warm.
See, I've got horrible memories.
Nightmares.
You left the crusts on.
About kiwi fruit being my lunchbox. You know, that funny thing that they do across the top of your mouth. That
I don't like kiwi fruit, it makes me sick. Bananas can be.
Oh, fuck off, penguins.
We established kiwi is not the best fruit.
No, it's not. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to make that outlandish comment.
We'll definitely get some kiwi for kiwi drinks from next time, though, yeah?
Fucking right. He's going to step off the Bacardi Breezer.
I really like it. Did you like a Bacardi Breezer?
Wait, are you drinking Bacardi Breezers? You better not be, James.
Well, no, it's Bacardi Breezer. Really nice. It's like Bacardi Breezers.
Show me what you're drinking.
No, we had the orange.
No, he's got beer now.
I got beer.
But the Bacardi Breezer's gone.
That went. I could drink that for hours. That's why we're saying that young women are always so
lucid.
Lucid. So
lucid.
What? James, you should move here. This is your place. This is you where you need to live.
Is it full of drunk Asian women?
Yes. No, oh my god, yes.
Full of Bacardi Breezers and apples.
Not in lunchboxes.
Not in lunchboxes. Fresh.
Yeah, fresh apples.
I'll tell you what. While you guys continue talking, I'm going to get Chris to send me the picture that he took the other night. Because we had to sneak it, because we didn't want him to know we were doing it. But, okay.
All right, cool. We'll get the picture up, and I'll be happy. All right, this is the thing. All right,
next question.
No, we've got to add on to this fruit question. Should fruit be in a bowl, or should it stay in the fridge?
What? Stay in the fridge.
I have neither.
No, it burns in the fridge. It's still in a bowl.
No,
it doesn't burn in the fridge. What are you talking about?
Freezer burn? You put it in the fridge.
Put it in the cupboard.
No!
Should be in the sunlight in a fucking bowl.
It's gotta be cold.
You fucking Neanderthals.
No, wait. That be you're the Neanderthal. Because fruit's better when it's cold. I hate warm fruit.
Stop pushing your opinions on fruit on everyone else. Okay, don't get mad at me because I keep it in the cupboard. Did you prefer it cold?
If I ever become Prime Minister, which will happen.
Why green apples did you say?
Green bananas are one episode. No, I'm talking. Well, bananas don't count because I can't eat them.
What do you mean you can't eat bananas?
I get acid reflux.
Oh.
Like really bad, like it burns like pain when I eat
bananas. Bananas are the second best fruit.
Yeah, but you
got acid reflux.
Yeah, so it's not a good fruit for me.
Yeah, they're fine, but it is a good fruit.
Alright, say
pears,
apples.
Then bananas. There's a list of fruit.
I don't know, peaches.
No.
Peaches in syrup.
Peaches are only good in songs.
Fuck the pain away. I always thought that song was by Peaches Geldof.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking, millions of peaches.
Oh.
That's what
peaches
for
free.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but then that'd be a good fruit, because it's free. We're spending a lot of time on fruit.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. He thought he was going to troll us, but we made it work.
The next troll
is
what is the raddest extreme sport? And I've already replied to this via Twitter saying that's easy, anything that involves me.
Right. Midget tossing.
Midget tossing is a pretty rad.
What, as in
sport.
Tossing off midgets or just.
Yes.
Both.
All of the above.
Yeah. Well, you toss off the midget, so it's lubricant, and then you throw it.
Right. And it skids a bit as well.
Yeah.
Right. Midget tossing.
I don't know what you boys are saying.
What is the most extreme rad sport ever? Said midget tossing.
Well, for Stu, it's bullet dodging at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite literally. Not dying while being in America. I don't know, maybe cheese rolling?
Cheese is actually pretty, cool. Yeah. There's a lot of people get broken, like, arms and stuff.
Yeah, falling down hills and shit.
Any country that gets that.
I used to sandboard a lot.
Sandboarding?
It's like going down big hills on a...
I can't see it. Hold it there.
Anyone that's not knowing what's happening, Stu is showing Stu the...
No, you don't have to talk, because I could have cut him out.
That's all right.
It's going down hills on... Well, you take the trucks off a skateboard, and then you go down sand dunes on the skateboard.
That's a giant cheese in. In his mouth.
Next question. We've decided midget tossing is...
Midget tossing is the most extreme rad sport.
Not cheese rolling.
No, midget tossing.
Second. If you can mix the two together, if you put a midget in some cheese...
Well, no, you roll the cheese down the hill, and then you all throw a midget after the cheese, and the midget that gets it, you win. Whoever tossed that midget...
You get to keep the midget?
No. No, all right, beforehand, you go around and catch a load of midgets. You starve them for about 2-3 weeks, so they're really, really hungry as fuck. And then you throw cheese down a hill, and then...
So it's midget racing.
Yeah, midget
racing. Midget baiting.
But you've got to
midget baiting.
But, like, it's locked away, so they can't just run off in other directions. They've got to go after the cheese.
So they're like on a track.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Blinders on
the
side.
You wouldn't even need, like, very big fences to fence them in. So midgets.
They get over and taser them.
Tiny ones.
Yeah, tiny fences would be fine.
It was like picket fences. Knee-high picket fences.
We could make a monopoly on that.
Yeah.
We could be the only people selling midget fences.
If we're not racing them while we're starving them, we could like hire them out for stag dudes and stuff.
Yeah, but they won't be able to... No, because we don't want to exhaust them.
You know those videos you get online, like, where you can... I don't know if it might have just been in Nathan Barley, but there is... where you can bet
Nathan
on...
Nathan Barley.
Where you can bet on hobos pulling teeth and who can pull the most teeth fast enough.
Oh, fuck.
This is the new thing. Yep. Midget racing.
Hungry midget tossing.
Hungry
midgets.
Done. That's the most rad extreme sport. Hungry midgets.
Yeah.
Can they be like on like mountain bikes while on a bungee cord and with a parachute as well?
Listening to 80s.
No, because there's nothing more fun than watching a midget run.
A starving midget. So then they're passing out as they're running.
Oh,
to get this cheeky.
Brilliant. Makes my day.
Next question. Moving on.
Good to that place. It came back. Carry on.
How did you decide who was Stu and who was other Stu? I think it kind of...
We raced the midgets. The winner got to be Big Stu.
We were midget baiting.
he had a Spock Kirk.
We decided by going, which one of you is biggest? Right, you're Big Stu.
Yeah, but
well, Big Stu and other Stu's easy, but the other Stu was simply because I introduce every week, so he can't be Stu and I be other Stu. It just doesn't make any sense. So,
who asked that silly question?
Some hoe.
Oh, is it her again?
Don't call her a hoe.
She is a hoe.
She's probably, you know.
She's a class act.
Is there any more questions?
No, we're done for questions.
So we were completely 100% trolled.
Yeah, there was no...
I think we
stuck to our guns though and fired at Stu.
Game face, come on people, next time, get some good pictures in. Get pictures?
Pictures.
Get some pictures.
Pictures and questions. I want questions of your pictures.
Tits or GTFO?
Pictures of your questions.
Wait, the only girl listens to is my sister. No tits.
Oh, the tits.
I'd like to be clear, James asked his sister for tits.
Oh,
he asked his cousin for a baby and then his sister for tits.
To our biggest fan, we'd like to see your tits.
I think one of the only scenarios in which you should be legally allowed to sell your baby is if you didn't know you were pregnant in the first place, you just dropped out. That should be a sellable baby, right?
Sell it into the midget trade.
Yes! Is it a midget?
You could get it away as a midget for a couple of years anyway. And
yeah.
That's a starving child. No, it's not. It's a starving midget. Oh, it's fine then. Don't worry.
Toss away.
I mean, there's a couple of things we can talk about. First of all, let's talk about Stu's dressing up as Darth Vader. What the hell was that all about, Stu?
Yeah, and going out and hanging out
Judas.
With people.
Judas.
Why is that Judas?
Did you do a podcast?
We were all
waiting
here. I was dressed up as Qui-Gon Jinn. He was Obi-Wan Obi. We all sat here waiting for you to turn up in Darth Vader and you left us.
Yeah, that's how much that was.
You fuck.
No, basically.
You were the only one that had the lightsaber.
We even had a midget dressed up as an Ewok, ready to toss.
He was really hungry as well. We had to feed him.
I have the Rancor here, apparently, so...
Yeah. So he's with the Rancor. Yeah, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan here.
Looks nothing like Qui-Gon Jinn.
I look exactly like Qui-Gon Jinn. If anyone doesn't know who I am Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, he looks just like Liam Neeson.
That'd be great to look like Liam Neeson.
I don't know. It's
great to have Liam Neeson's...
Talk to us about it, Stu. What were you doing? Why were you dressed as Darth Vader?
I do a bit of cosplay every now and again, so...
Not
okay, but we know you.
When you say cosplay, though, it's always Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, because I have a Darth Vader outfit and I'm not wanting to make one for myself.
Okay, so talk to us about this.
Well, a bunch of the Hate Me Gaming guys did a May the 4th thing for like pictures and whatever. And I was like,
can you be specific about what you did?
Was that down
what
the
did you actually do?
Were you not doing Vadering and forcing?
Yeah, it's Vadering, yeah.
That sounds like rape. What?
Yeah. Forcing?
Forcing. Like, apparently you can't see my bunny rabbit ears, but I'm doing bunny rabbit ears for quotation marks.
Like a dick.
I can see them invented, actually, because we're on Google Hangout.
Invented forcing, which is like hadoukening, but
No. Vadering is like kind of like a Star Wars-esque version of hadoukening instead.
Dude, this is making you sound cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm not the coolest.
Yeah, they're cool.
Okay, I've got a week off.
Can someone explain what it is to me?
Right, so Vadering, if anyone's seen hadoukening, which I think was first,
I have seen
right?
that.
So hadoukening is where you take a shot at the right... Someone jumps... someone makes the hadouken shape that Ryu, Ken, Akuma, or whatever make... and you take a slap at the right time, and it looks like they've been hit by...
So I assume Vadering is pretending to force choke.
Exactly that. Vadering is someone stands there...
Or force push. I've got the range.
So Vadering is, you put your hand out like you're choking someone, they jump and hold their neck,
How do you pretend you're force lightning someone? Are they going to add Photoshop effects to your fingers?
Some sweet Photoshop lightning.
Can I get the raw photos so that I can do a paint version of that, please?
Dude, I have to speak to Mr. Spike for that.
Her Majesty Spike.
Okay.
God bless all them, His Majesties.
So you've been doing some Hate Me Gaming side activities. Some force choking.
You fucked off and left me.
Well, we were here dressed up as Jedi.
Yes.
We could have given you a good fight.
Yeah. Our fight wouldn't have had shit on the Darth Maul fight.
It would be better because I do have a Kirk outfit downstairs, where we could have really trolled you by dressing up as Captain Kirk and just strolled around the main floor being a dickhead.
Actually, that would have been alright. Oh, actually, has anyone seen the Star Trek film? Was that
not out until Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to see it on Thursday.
Oh, wait, it's out here Friday, so yeah, I can see it before you.
Yeah, you'll see it before us.
So I can see it and then just spoil it for you.
No, it looks so good.
I think we're going to see it with last week's guest on Thursday.
Not that anyone will know who that is.
The other podcast. Yeah, Innes.
Oh, by the way, who's editing this one?
I'll do it.
Sweet. So, any problems?
Let's face it, we want this part of the internet, right?
I feel not bad at all. I'm in Boston, so I don't care.
But you will be bad soon.
The pack's working, because you should probably apply cold water. To your burn.
Oh, no. Nice. Nice.
Mine just got this whole section out.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we have no more questions left.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we're good.
I think we go back to Evil Dead, though.
Yeah, can we go back to films?
We didn't really talk about Evil Dead,
we got skipped over. Was Evil Dead good?
Yeah, Evil Dead was fantastic.
Sweet, let's go.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for coming.
So, let's start with films people have seen. We know that you've seen Iron Man Mitch. We know that you've seen Evil Dead, James. Mm-hmm. Stu, you've seen one trailer in your 4 weeks.
You saw one trailer.
No. What the fuck did I see?
One internet trailer.
That's what it was.
Did you see...
It was on a DVD vendor thing. It wasn't a...
Not the cinema.
Indiana Jones. That new movie.
Choking a Bag of Dicks.
Choking a Bag of Dicks. That's
five.
Porn.
Yeah. He saw E.T. for the first time.
Did you know E.T. was in Phantom Menace?
E.T.'s
the race is in the back.
Apparently this...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't... Like, I thought this was common knowledge, but apparently it's not. I found out yesterday.
Right.
But, yeah,
they're in the...
E.T.'s race are in the council in the Senate, yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, they really are. Yeah, you can see it when they're doing the show.
You can Google it.
Yeah. It's a good... When they do the big panning, you'll see them.
George Lucas, if you ever listen to this, I hate you.
I don't think anyone likes it.
No, George Lucas is in the background right now. He's in Boston.
Turn around, Stu.
back. Shit, Stu's dead.
Okay, so let's start with films. Stu can't think of what he watched recently.
Right.
Give us the premise of the story.
No, it was...
In fact, let's do a section. We've got two sections that we haven't done yet. We've got... for those who have... Obviously, because we haven't uploaded last week's podcast, you don't know about the two new sections we did. One of them is Agony Aunt James.
Oh, I forgot about Agony Aunt James!
Oh, yeah, Agony Aunt James.
He will solve your problems.
It's completely my fault that people don't know about that.
We'll leave the jingle as a tease. There is a jingle.
There is definitely a jingle.
I'll edit it now.
So has anyone got any problems that they would like James to solve?
Well, we'll come back to that in a second. Okay. First of all, let's talk about the last film you saw. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a new film, but the last film you saw. So we know that Mitch has seen Iron Man.
Yes, but I have another film to talk about.
Okay, we know that James has seen... We'll get there.
I'll go now.
We know James has seen Evil Dead. Stu, what was the last film you saw?
The Devil Inside.
Is that porn?
No, it's a fucking horrifically bad fucking shit piece of ass that I want my 2 hours of my life back.
Okay, and my last film I saw was Clerks 2.
What?
So, yeah, exactly. This last one was all.
Yeah.
So,
Who wants to start?
Me.
No, Tim.
I watched Elephant White. Oh, you cunt! You just you knocked my drink over. I watched Elephant White.
Don't worry, it's not like a cleanest place, Tim. leave that soaking.
Get a cloth. Fucking get a cloth, you cunt! I'm gonna talk while you get a cloth. I watched Elephant White, which is a film starring Kevin Bacon and.
Good so far.
And Jimon Honsu, whatever the fuck his name is. The guy who was in Blood Diamond? The black guy in Blood Diamond?
Diamond.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, the black guy. Cunt. I'm getting sweary.
Cunt's come out twice.
Three times, I think. Starring those two. So I figured, must be pretty. I'm a big Kevin Bacon fan. That guy was good in Blood Diamond. I'll give it a shot.
Kevin Bacon wasn't in Blood Diamond.
No, fuck. Oh, we're gonna fall out.
Footloose.
I'm on my last beer of a six pack. I'm still swearing less than you.
I really hope you have to go to work after this. I really hope you called it.
Funnily enough, I do.
So I thought pretty good film. So the premise of the film is that Jimon. I'm gonna call him Jimon.
Call him Jimon.
Just call him Leonardo for now.
Call him Leo. Okay, we'll call him Leo.
Black Leonardo.
Black Leo.
Leonardo.
He goes to foreign country, Asian country. I don't know which one. One of the Asians. He decides he's gonna shoot everyone. I don't really know the story. I couldn't really follow it. It was terrible. Wait. It was an awful film. But basically, he gets into. I think he's a hitman or something like that. He has to off someone, and he gets kind of carried away and starts killing everyone. The best part of this movie, the only reason I'm even bringing this up, is Kevin Bacon playing Jimmy the Brit. And he has the worst British accent I have ever heard in my life. It took me about an hour, probably, to figure out where he was actually from. It took until they actually started calling him Jimmy the Brit. I thought he was Australian. I think for a while he was South African. I think there was about 3 minutes where he was American again. But why are you dancing?
Canoeing?
Canoeing, okay. Everyone should watch this this film. Just for the sole reason of hearing Kevin Bacon's absolutely awful... awful British accent. What is he doing?
That's where my window is up there, and there's someone there.
There's someone at your window?
Yeah.
Has he got a gun?
No.
You sure? This is America. I think everyone's got a gun.
It's fine, continue. James, okay. Last one you saw.
I don't know. Is Stu gonna die? I don't know, it'd be more interesting to watch Stu die.
Are we recording the Google Hangout? Because, yeah, we might want to
I'm
start.
Fine. Let's talk about the last one you saw, James.
You're looking a bit scared, Stu.
I'm scared.
Oh, God. Stu's gone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Stu. Alright, well. Evil Dead.
Oh, my God. I think he's actually going to get killed.
Stu's going to get shot. Alright, let's carry on talking about the rest of it, because Stu's gone now.
So there might not be a podcast number 3 or whatever.
5.
Because he's got it on his computer.
And he's gone, though.
Yeah, no, we can still count this one.
Oh, okay.
we go on. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Our varsity jacket is going to have to be black.
He's really not coming back.
Evil Dead. Really good movie. It was basically Evil Dead 2, but with the budget they wanted.
Right.
So you know Evil Dead 2 was kind of like funny because of how splatter gore it was. And
but it was meant to be funny as well, right?
It was a bit 50-50.
Because I watched Army of Darkness, and that's definitely meant
to be definitely
funny.
But the first two was funnier because of how like bad the special effects were.
Right,
the blood and everything. I mean, there was a definite part of it that was meant to be funny, but this one they've grown all out with the special effects, and some of it is absolutely disgusting. Like
awesome. When she gets a pun.
My two favorite lines in the movie.
Yeah.
Are. Basically, when she's possessed, they throw her down into the basement, like they do. And then she starts pretending that she isn't possessed anymore, and she gets one of the girls to come down, and she's like, oh, why did you put me down here? Girl slips over and knocks herself out. She's like, you wake up from her point of view, and like her eyes are blinking open. And you see the other girl, like, possessed, dripping blood out of her mouth and everything, with it underneath her skirt. Because I can smell your dirty soul. Oh, and then they start screaming. She grabs this. Oh, he's back.
Sue's back.
Back's not dead. Any bullet holes?
Hello, I'm not dead. Hello.
Awesome. Cool.
How am I looking at? It'd be just frozen.
No, that's a panini.
What?
It's a panini.
Yeah, okay.
Then basically she finds a switchblade next to her, and if you've seen the trailer you've probably seen this bit where she sticks her tongue up and cuts her tongue in half. She does that in this, and then now she looks at her and goes, kiss me you dirty cunt, and grabs her face.
The C word's three times this week, isn't
it? Yeah, and tries to drown her in blood by making out with her. Oh. And then her brother comes through the top of the stairs, and then she looks up at him and goes, come down here and I'll suck you beautiful. Then syndomately twiddles both bits of your tongue, which is funny. That's really gory bits. One of the girls, the first girl gets possessed, and then she possesses the second girl by puking into her face, pins her down, and proper red blood and gore blood comes out, just covers her, and she gets possessed. And then they're reading through the Necronomicon. There's the second person to get possessed cuts her own face off. Cuts to this bit, and she pulling chunks of her face off with a shattered bit of mirror. And then a guy goes in to help her. He slips over her face that she's got left on the floor, and she starts screaming and starts stabbing at his eye with a needle. And then you see him pull a needle out of his eye.
It's not Bruce Campbell, is it?
Watching
it.
He's right at the end after the credits. You hear him say "Hail to the King," because what's happening is. Well, this is what I've heard from a couple of the horror movie buffs that come into our shop and online. What's happening is Evil Dead 4 is in production now.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
With Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
And then after Evil Dead 4 is finished, he's going to go through another portal. And they're going to make the Evil Dead 2 remake with the new guys. And then Evil Dead 3, he's going to come into the new world. So there's going to be a portal entrance, and then basically the two worlds are going to combine, and Bruce Campbell's going to be in the new ones.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it'll be an old Bruce Campbell coming back to the old cabin.
Yeah.
And they're going to be there as well, trying to figure out what happened.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, the disgusting, the worst bit, I think, in the movie was she gets her arm trapped under a van, and she's being chased by this guy, and then she literally goes, screw it, uses her foot to pull her arm off. But you see the arm, the skin tear, and then you see all the cartilage start pinging away, and then she has to turn her arm around and starts breaking her own bone, twisting it and stuff, and then rips the whole arm off.
And then she attaches a chainsaw to it.
She has a chainsaw, but she doesn't attach it.
That sounds good to me. I've got a picture of the picture I promised you, James.
Go for it.
The only problem I've got is it turned out really badly, so everything I'm saying is now a lie.
Oh, wait, so she's not as hot as you said she was?
Well, no, she's been caught at a very terrible angle, but...
Well, you just drunk and you've made a lie to me.
Well, you'll find her hot because you're James.
Cheers.
How would you like me to send this to you?
Basically, I have a hankering for Asian ladies.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
And he went to a bar that was apparently full of...
Asian ladies.
James, how would you like me to send this to you? I can email it to you, you can get it on your phone.
Yeah, I need to get a beer anyway, so I'll go and get my phone. But yeah, Evil Dead, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go and see it if you like the first ones. Because everyone's like, oh, it's not like the old ones, but it's made by the same bloody people. Right. So whoever's going to make it, it's going to be them. It's play-by-play the same movie, except the ending. I think the ending's better.
Scandalous.
It's a hell of a lot more gory, and a 5-minute decapitation scene is great. So great at the end of it.
Stu, tell us about your movie.
Clerks 2.
Well, most people have seen Clerks 2 by this point, I would hope. If you haven't seen Clerks and Clerks 2, then you're no friend of mine, says.
Well, one was better than two.
No, I don't really agree with that.
Yeah, no, I really like
Clerks 2. I think number two is... it's not. They're just two different films, aren't they? Clerks 1 was,
the worst movie you've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that cunt know?
Yeah, it's
Clerks 1 is a story of its time, if you like. Clerks 2 is the natural progression of that story in a Hollywood, you know, background.
Fair enough.
So the reason I mention it, because obviously it is the last film I saw as well, but obviously Clerks 3 is being wrote at the moment by Kevin Smith.
Well, I imagine one person in particular has been written out of it.
Producing Muse.
Jan Lovitz.
Which one, sorry?
Lovitz. Have you not heard the new podcast?
No.
Listen to the new podcast. Lovitz has fucked them all over. They're in a different... They've left the Lovitz Theatre.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit's
gone
down. Lovitz is a douchebag.
They should probably do a shout-out to the podcast, because that's the reason that we all start a podcast.
Everybody. You think we should... yeah, everyone should definitely listen to the Smodcast universe, Smod Internet Radio, everything like that.
Kevin Smith is definitely the inspiration for this.
Sorry, say again?
Kevin Smith is definitely the inspiration for this.
He is. Very much the reason we're podcasting right now is because of those podcasts, and particularly Kevin Smith. Just telling people to go and... If you've got something to talk about, go and talk about it. So yeah, that's pretty much the reason we're here.
And the amount of time that
we haven't got fuck all to talk about, though.
I don't know. We spent like 2 hours talking tonight. I didn't know. It's fine.
Well, in total, we're on our fifth podcast now. If you include the one we haven't uploaded, then yeah, I mean, all in all, plus the bits that people don't get to hear, it's over 24 hours worth of recording. I would say at this point, it's quite a lot.
Yeah. I think we've got plenty to talk about. Shit went down this week. So
was Lindsay Lohan on it?
Lindsay Lohan was not
Lindsay
in it.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lovitz is screwed them over for. We tried to screw him over. I don't think he's done a very good job.
Who did Lovitz play?
Basically Smith was writing Clerks 3 and wrote a lot of his friends into it just as bit parts, like in Clerks 2, where like Ben Affleck randomly comes in and what's his face? Earl, from My Name's Earl, whatever his fucking name is.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee comes in and, he gets a load of his mates to come in and do little bit parts and stuff like that. And it sounds like he was planning on doing the same for Clerks 3, and he was saying he wrote a bit in for Lovitz in Clerks 3. But I'm pretty sure he's going to be written out now.
there's a big part for...
Ralph.
What's his... Ralph Garman. Which should be good.
Yeah, that will be good. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Clerks 3. Do you want to talk about The Devil Inside, or do you just want to say shit?
He's going to say shit.
Pretty much, I'm not that tempted. It's basically about a story of this daughter that has a mental mother who's now kept in a sanctuary in the Vatican because she's mental. They possess and all kinds of crap, all kinds of priests and stuff trying to fix her and whatever. What they did to James. She gets there, finds out that she's possessed and she knows who she is and she's never met her, blah blah blah. Spoiler alert, it's shit. Don't watch it. End of film.
That's a spoiler.
That's how abrupt the end is. And it's like, what? I actually genuinely feel robbed. I'm gonna write to a certain DVD by post.
You said you weren't paying attention to the movie more than anything.
No, it's fucking horseshit. Why, were you looking at IMDb or something?
No. I'm trying to find this picture. Did you send the picture?
Yeah, Chris Board.
I have not got the email.
You should have it.
I like that Get Back to Twerk thing you sent, by the way.
I forwarded it to you, James. You should definitely have it. 5 minutes ago now.
Nope.
Still running.
Right, just for future reference, Devil Inside has 4 out of 10 on IMDb.
4 out of 10?
Yep.
That's quite good for IMDb.
Piss off.
Sounds great, I'm going to watch it tonight. It's not a great picture.
Nah, she looks like...
She's a chubby cheek Asian.
Yeah.
She's not. She's not at all.
From the picture, it very much looks like she's an Asian housewife.
I think for the sake of the podcast, I'll go back and get a different one.
Wait, the podcast, guys.
For the sake of the podcast, we'll get another one.
Right. Okay.
I would be interested.
James
Beggars.
James over in Plymouth would like relations with the random chick in the bar in Boston.
Called Shoujo. Yeah. Very nice, by the way.
I'm coming to Boston.
Excellent. I think we're all good. I think we're done.
That's it, isn't it?
Wait,
right. You
see the picture, yeah? Wait.
Oh,
okay.
A bit blurry. You
want to
see it? That's a picture of the Asian chick.
Yeah, I've got one word for that.
What's that word?
Wifey.
Yep. Yes, I think we're good. I think we're done after handing around pictures of Asians.
There was another. What was the other jingly thing that we
did? Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, we didn't even ask, we didn't add any
Aunt James.
Okay, we haven't done the.
Has anybody got any issues they would like to ask James that he would like to solve? Stu, would you like any advice on long distance relationships?
Yeah, I can't think of any. I think I've been all right so far.
How are you and James going to patch it up after this long distance relationship?
It's over.
Maybe we should talk about.
What are you going to do, Stu? Would you get home and find out James is giving away your cat?
James, what advice would you give to someone who has potentially regained their virginity by doing vadering?
By doing what?
Vadering.
Vadering? well, first off, I would ask him to really look at himself as a person.
Just to let you know, I'm editing this and this is all going to get cut.
No, this is definitely going to stay in there.
Cut.
I think he just needs to man up a bit. Get his willy in.
I agree.
Get his money or something. It's James
for those Price. Who are, for those who do listen to this and do listen to us regularly, the section that we have started is James will answer any of your relationship problems.
Yeah.
So if you do have any problems at all, or you would like James to answer a question, no matter how crazy or stupid or sexual it is, let James know and he'll get it down for you.
I'll get it done for you. Don't worry.
I think at this point in the podcast, that's us done.
I think we know. No, what was the other jingly thing?
I don't remember.
No, there was two, but we didn't do the other one.
Yeah, it's been like a month ago since I last had a podcast. Can't remember.
No, it was jingling.
Yeah, again, sorry. But I don't remember. But I'll find out tonight. But we'll do it for next week. I think we should probably leave it there. We've been going for a while now. So, from me in Boston, that's Stu. And good night.
From us in Villa, I've been Mitch.
You've been Mitch.
And that guy's been Mitch.
Excellent.
Right, good night, guys. Well, take it easy. We'll
see you for.
Oh wait, whoa. Hook your two back.
Be small.
Right.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.